Here's a dilemma faced by law enforcement agencies these days. How to save gas, that means cutting back on driving that their officers do, but still keep the public safe. Austin Jenkins from Northwest News Network began his report in a sheriff's car.
In Lincoln County, Washington, Sheriff Wade Majors heads out in his patrol car.
Lincoln, 240 downport, I'll be out of service.
Soon, it's wheat fields as far as the eye can see. Lincoln County, in the eastern part of Washington state, is big, 2,400 square miles, larger than Delaware.
We go from being pretty quiet in the wintertime to exploding in the summertime with visitors that come to visit Lake Roosevelt.
Sheriff Majors has 17 deputies to patrol this sprawling, empty landscape. That means they drive a lot of miles and burn a lot of fuel. And with the price of gas, the sheriff is worried about his budget.
I'd estimate that the gas budget was probably budgeted for $2.70 fuel. Now we're over $4, so it doesn't take long to get sideways.
Majors says at the current rate, his fuel budget will run dry before the year is out. He isn't alone. Sheriffs and police chiefs across the country report that gas prices are busting their budgets. That's why many law enforcement agencies are getting creative in an effort to save on fuel.
Every penny I can save is a penny then that could better be spent somewhere else. And they add up.
Matt Doring is chief of police in Glynn County, Georgia. His officers burn an average of 2,600 gallons of gas a week. To save on fuel, the chief is putting more officers on bikes, buying more fuel-efficient cars, and telling his officers to park their cars for a few minutes every hour.
Stop and talk to somebody for 5 or 10 minutes, whichever you may. I'm okay with it because it helps with going back to our roots of a cop walking the beat, if you will. Well, we're getting two wonderful positive things out of that. You're getting good public relations and saving fuel at the same time.
The Georgia State Patrol is another agency that's made fuel savings a priority. Troopers are now filling up with regular unleaded, not mid-grade. They're also doing more speed traps from a parked position along the highway. An agency spokesman says the savings are adding up, with a 15% to 25% reduction in miles driven. The challenge is finding a balance between fuel savings and public safety. Jim Pasco with the Fraternal Order of Police represents rank-and-file officers.
I think the answer is to be mindful of the fact that gas is extraordinarily expensive and use it wisely and don't use it unnecessarily. But at the same time, don't lose sight of your mission, which is to protect people's lives and property.
So far, Pasco says he supports the gas-saving measures police agencies are taking, but he worries departments will be pressured to take more drastic measures in the future, like pulling officers off patrol.
I'm worried about political pressure to save money from a mayor or a city council or what have you.
Back in Lincoln County, Washington, Sheriff Wade Majors is urging his deputies not to crisscross the county if they don't have to. He won't rule out parking his deputies, but hopes that day never comes.
We're not going to, at this point, stop the patrol cars until it's a very, very last resort.
Instead, Majors is warning his county commissioners that the day may come this fall when he'll be asking for some extra gas money to get his department through the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins.